4HHC.
HHC. Well, I forgot your name this morning, but nice to hear you. What a beautiful name.
Name is Warren, Whiskey Alpha, Romeo, Romeo Echo, November. And we got rain, and probably going to get a lot more of it.
Aye, aye, Captain, as we used to say. Wow. Let me turn my radio down here. Sorry about that. Oh, I'm just leaving home. I had a blind that went bad. So I'm going to go down and get a new blind made, and then I'm going to run by Ingles, and that's about all I want to get out today. The wife said, don't worry about, you know, the rain, because the stuff I'm made out of floats.
Well, just running a few errands here and trying to getting ready to button down the hatches for tomorrow. I guess tomorrow is supposed to be the worst of the 2 days here.
This one, it's not good by any means. We lived in Kansas 62 and a half years, so sustained 40 mile an hour winds down here don't sound bad at all. But now, if it goes up to about 70, that gets real scary. There are different predictions, and I always say only the good Lord and Mother Nature knows for sure which way this sucker's going to go.
I don't know. We've got a daughter in Fort Myers, and the water has already come up and covered all the sand.
Well, now, that's right near Punta Gorda, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about half an hour below Punta Gorda.
And that's where my retired cousin from the JAG Army Corps, he's a retired colonel, lives. He'd rather live in Wyoming, but his wife's a police officer, retired, and she'd rather live there, so guess who won that battle?
They've really had some storms really go through that area and give them a pretty rough time the last, I don't know, half a dozen years.
Fortunately, they have. And T.A. is my cousin's name, Turner Arthur. And he's been through a couple of them. And they moved from someplace else down there up to Punta Gorda, thinking that would be a better place. But I'm not so sure of that. He's a lawyer, so he's got an office there. You just have to wait and see, by golly. I hope your daughter's all right down there. I believe if I was them, I would have evacuated out of there by now.
She's not right on the beach front there. I don't know. She might be 10 miles in, maybe, something like that.
Be far enough to get away from it, depending on the sea level of it. Oh, I had a rough night, and I feel like the dickens today, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the weather, but I've never seen this humidity so dad burn high as it was last couple of days. We were out working, got some chickens and stuff, and doing some yard work, and oh my, you couldn't step outside without breaking out in a sweat.
It was muggy the last couple of days, and then we had a little time before that, though. It seemed like it was a little reprieve, but I don't know if after this storm, if we're going to have, now the typical fall weather, or if it's going to, summer's going to linger. I don't know.
And at the forecast, Warren, it's going to be in the upper 70s, so I think you're on the right track. I think it's we're going to moderate. We're going to get some nice fall weather, hopefully. I'm sick of this hot stuff.
On top of the hill here at Pelham and Haywood, that's quite the view and quite the coverage. So I'm about at my first stop point, so let me sign with you and good to chat with you. In 0TR, I think your number is a 0. I think. This is N4HHC 73, Tom.
Okay, Warren, nice to hear you. And yeah, we're quite familiar with that hill. Dave, KB4CBA, always calls it a certain hill, and I can't remember it. We go down there to Clemson I, which is just around the corner from where you're sitting on the left side of the road. You have a good day, and most of all, a safe day, Warren, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR 73.